So here we are on Majalila chapter 18. This is verse 191. Swachidananda deha purna purna brahma swarup. Sarvatma sarvagya nitya sarvadi svaru. According to the Quran, the Lord has a supreme, blissful, transcendental body. He is the absolute truth, the all-pervading, omniscient, and eternal being. He is the origin of everything. Shrishti shtiti pralaya taha hoite hoi. Stula shukshma jagatira teha samashraya. Creation, maintenance, and dissolution come from him. He is the original shelter of all gross and subtle cosmic manifestations. Sarvashrishta sabaradhya karan. Tar bhakte hoy jivera sansara taram. The Lord is the supreme truth, worshipable by everyone. He is the cause of all causes. By engaging in his devotional service, the living entity is relieved from material existence. Tar seva bina jivera nahi joy samsar. Tahara charane priti purushartha sa. No conditioned soul can get out of material bondage without serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Love at his lotus feet is the ultimate goal of life. Purport. According to the Mohammedan scripture, without Ibadat, offering prayers at a mosque or elsewhere five times daily, namaja, one cannot be successful in life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out that in the revealed scripture of the Mohammedans, love of Godhead is the ultimate goal. Karma Yoga and Jnana Yoga are certainly described in Quran, but ultimately Quran states that the ultimate goal is offering of prayers to the Supreme Person, Ivada. Moksha dhyananda jara nahi ekakam. Moksha dhyananda jara nahi ekakam. Purnananda Praptita Charana Seva.
Purnananda Praptita Charana Seva.
The happiness of liberation, whereby one merges into the Lord's existence, cannot even be compared to a fragment of the transcendental bliss obtained by service unto the Lord's lotus feet. Karma Gyan Yoga Age Koryastapa. Shabha Khandish Hape Ishara Tahara Seva. In the Quran, there are descriptions of fruitive activity, speculative knowledge, mystic power, and union with the Supreme. But ultimately, everything is refuted as the Lord's personal feature and his devotional service is established. Tomara pandito sabara nahi shastra gyan. Purva para vidhi madye para balaban. The scholars of the Quran are not very advanced in knowledge. Although there are many methods of prescribed, they do not know that the ultimate conclusion should be considered the most powerful. 198. Nija shastra jiki tumi vichara kariya.
Nija shastra jiki tumi vichara kariya.
Kile kiyache sheshe koho nirnaya kariya. Seeing your own Quran and deliberating over what is written there, what is your conclusion? Mlecha kohi je koha se satcha hoi. Shastre likhya che keha laite na para. The saintly Mohammedan replied, "All that you have said is true. This has certainly been written in the Quran, but our scholars can neither understand nor accept it." Is that what I'm up to? Or 200? I do 200. 200. Nirvishesha goshchai loya karana vyakhyan.
Nirvishesha goshchai loya
Sakara goshchai sevya karana higyan. So this is the last one, we do the words, or is it 201? I forgot. Anyway, start off 91, go to 200. Started at 91, right? There was a one there somewhere. Okay. So we should do the word for words on this one then. Or who wants to chant this one?
Bolo.
See a squiggle over N, it's Goshailaya. They don't pronounce the N like a Goshani, but anyway. If someone goes to Mayapur, they can find it out. Or you can hear Prabhupada, or that's how it's pronounced. Somehow or other, they didn't do it phonetically. Don't ask me. The only thing I heard was that some of the Bengali pundits of ISKCON decided to do it this way. Okay. Nirvishesh Goshai, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as impersonal. Loya, taking. Karen Vyakyan, they describe. Sa'akara Goshai, the personal feature of the Lord, Savior, worshipable. Koro Nahigyan, no one has this knowledge. It's funny, they see that word, Nirvishesh Goshai. Yeah, I don't know if there's anywhere else you see that, but it's funny. He's Nirvishesh Goshai. So Krishna is here also described as the ultimate Goshai, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. Usually they describe the Lord's impersonal aspect, but they hardly know that the Lord's personal feature is worshipable. They are undoubtedly lacking this knowledge. Purport. The saintly Mohammedan admitted that those who were supposedly conversant in the teachings of Quran could not ultimately understand the essence of the Quran. Because of this, they accepted only the Lord's impersonal feature. Generally, they recite and explain this portion only. Although the transcendental body of the Lord is worshipable, most of them are unaware of this. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya is showing this very nice Leela. And he fainted first, and he claimed he had some kind of epilepsy also, although he was in the highest stage of probably Adiruddha Bhav, Mahabhav. Yeah. And then he came immediately to his external senses, and he started preaching to these Muslim Pathan soldiers. With the soldiers, there was this one holy man, and later he became, Ramdas? Or it was Ramdas. His name was Ganguly. I don't know if it's mentioned. So it's very funny in a way, very interesting, that he's presenting the thing, the Quran. They never understood their own Quran. They said, well, actually, you're right. They're reading Quran, but they didn't know the ultimate goal, Nirnya. And probably gave the example several times that Bhagavad Gita, there's so many things given. Sometimes even yogis who are not Muslims or anything, Mohammedan, but they, or some type of pundits, they take Ardha Kukuti Nyaya, they take something out of Gita, they extract, Prabhupada calls it screwing out some meaning from that text, or they'll only do certain texts of Bhagavad Gita. They don't like to hear Sarva Dharmam Paricharya. That, this is the final. Mamana Bhava Madhbhakto. So, Prabhupada gave one example sometime on a lecture that if you're working in the office, you're just a gopher sort of guy, and you have something to do every day, a boss says, here, do this, do that, you may be very elevated, paid very well, but you cannot argue with the boss. You have to take the final conclusion. Today, the boss told you to take out the trash. Although you may have so many other jobs. You can protest and say, well, I don't want to do that, but it's the final order, Prabhupada said, is the one you take. So the final order of Gita, there may be so many Gitas. Sarva Dharma, they're already given different types of yoga, gyan. So somehow or other, Lord Chaitanya, I have not read Quran, I have to admit. Anyone here a scholar of Quran? Raise your hand.
I read it once.
You read it once. What's that? Oh, after 9/11. You read it? Good. But did you find any gyan? Did you find any, I guess there's some gyan, because or else people wouldn't be reading it. That means there's knowledge. And so Rupa Goswami gives us Anyabhilashitashinam Gyanakarma Adanabhitam. That Krishna consciousness is devoid of gyan, but we're not, or at least the endeavor for gyan's sake, simply after gyan. Bahunam Janamanamanti, Ganamanta Bhajate. One could be Gani, but after many, many Sarvabhutate Rata, Krishna says, after many births as a Gani, then he Vasudev Sarvamiti, Vasudeva Paragati, he realized that Vasudev is the goal of everything. And within these verses, it's funny to see Mlecha Kohe, the Mlechas. We think of Mlecha, Yavana, Mlecha. It's not a very complimentary, but they're thinking it's very good. Just like when Thakur Haridas was chanting so many every day and preaching, then the Mohammedan king and the Qazi, they became very alarmed. They tried to punish him. How can you reject our Mlecha Shastra and our Mlecha? We're very elevated, you know, very elevated. So they're thinking like that. So, but these so happened there was this person who was quite elevated. We don't find so many, but this one, there was an instance also, several instances during Mahaprabhu's Leelas, that one Mohammedan king, when Lord Chaitanya was coming from Puri and traveling on the through a very dangerous area, Pichalada, what is it called, about to cross a river. At that point, he stopped, and there were some spies sent by the Mohammedan king. And the Mohammedan king was described as Madhyapa. Not only was a Mlecha, but he was a drunken king. Quite a cruel character. But his spies told him that, you know, there's one sadhu. We never saw anything like that sadhu. Wherever he goes, thousands of people are going there, and they don't do anything but just stay there. They can't leave. They are in ecstasy. He's faint. I cannot describe that scene. That spy was mad just seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Muslim spy. And the king was so infatuated hearing that, he decided to put on his incognito clothes, and he went, somehow or other went there. Mahaprabhu understood he's the king, but he didn't want to be seen as the king, going to see this Hindu sadhu, this Hindu mahant, prophet. So in this way, he surrendered, and he provided so many assurances, so many facilities for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was lamenting, "Why was I born a Mlecha? I'm born in this family." So this is a mood of someone. There was one, I think, Jai Hari. I saw one memory recently. I had not seen Jai Hari, and I didn't even realize he was Pakistani. I used to hear that he was Persian, old British devotee. And there was Siddhanta, thankfully, he put a video interview with Jai Hari. And he was a Sankirtan leader, and he was a Muslim. And somehow or other, he said, when he got initiated, Prabhupada said, "So you are from Pakistan? So you are a Muslim?" He said, "Yes." Prabhupada said, "Your name is Jai Hari. You are our first Muslim initiate." So since then, I'm sure there's many. But somehow or other, this Jai Hari was a very clever person. And he used to elude the police. They used to have a nickname for him, I heard, called Sly Hari. The police in London. Because the Sankirtan party, you know, they try to arrest him all the time. And he would figure out how to evade the police. He was a very clever guy. And you could see, still in his memory tape, he looks still quite youthful. And so, Prabhupada, this Hare Krishna movement will inundate everyone. Whether one is old, blind, lame, invalid, Prabhupada used to say invalid, whatever, anyone, Stri, Vridha, Balak, Jova, Sobare, Shobai, women, children, everyone will, and Prabhupada didn't even expect when he came to the West, he didn't even expect, well, what will I do now? I have all these ladies, because in traditional Prabhupada's time, there was no single ladies coming in, so Prabhupada had to adjust for that. So many people joining, like in the rain, Prema Vrishti, Uchalila, they're expanding everywhere, this rain of love of God. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally instructing these Mohammedans. Just imagine their good fortune, you cannot see. And they're very humble. Petita Pamara, hey, Petita Pamara, Petita Pamara. Many times you see this word. Pamara means very lowly, very fallen. Even when Mahaprabhu first came to see Ramananda Roy in Godavari, Ramananda Roy described himself as Pamara, very fallen, lowly. So this is one of the threads, the features of Bhakatira Pram, the life of the devotee, is to understand Abhasa Rakhi Ve Krishna, that we're completely protected, but Dainya Atma Nivedan, one has to be humble. First thing mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Dainya Atma Nivedan, fully surrendered and very humble. Mahaprabhu directly says, humble as the blade of grass. And all those devotees, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with Venkata, he also described himself as Pamara. Pamara means so fallen, lowly. Vasudev Dutt, he also described himself the same word, Pamara. Pamaropi, Prabodhananda Saraswati, Pamaro. This path, he says, in so many wonderful verses that you find by Prabodhananda Saraswati, describes that Shiva Sukodava, Pamaro, he says, this path which is sought after by Lord Shiva, by Shukadeva Goswami, Lord Brahma, Uddhava, even they find it difficult. Brahma Durlabha, Prema, he cannot get this. Begging to get this. Lord Brahma himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is giving it freely even to these Mohammedans. So Prabodhananda Saraswati says, if I get that glance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then even though this path is very difficult, samsara dukkha jalado patitasya kama, and he describes in detail samsara dukkha, this material world of misery, how Mahaprabhu is delivering. This one whole chapter he has just for these prayers. Samsara dukkha jalado patitasya kama krodari nakamakaraya kavali kritasya, being devoured by sinful actions and kama krodh adi chai. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although we find he gives the most elevated songs. I was just looking at this Gita Mala. Anyone has seen, I know, Pran. But anyone else has read Gita Mala? So originally we have four main songbooks of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Recently, by the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Harishari's program, where they were again made friends with where Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthplace, this one place in Bir Nagar. So they discovered that there was another songbook. Just see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Four songbooks that you, in a whole, so many lifetimes, you can study those songbooks your whole life. And then we find there's another one. So, just like Prabhupada, there's so many hidden things. When some devotees were going through his trunk in Radhadamodar, even in 1977, they found 200-page lost manuscript where Prabhupada had written in 1959. He never even printed it. Very intimate conversation between Ramananda Roy about the ultimate goal. This is what they're asking about, the ultimate goal. That's given, the sadhana, sadhya savana shreshta. What is the ultimate goal? Sadatana Goswami asked about it. This is the main question. Who am Kayami, Kanyami, Jaritapatrai, Thai Satyamani, the local persons, they consider me a pandit, but I don't know who I am. Sanatana Goswami, he's also considering himself Pamara, fallen. No, this is a thread of all these great devotees that they cannot, they don't think themselves very elevated. Now, it's okay here, the Mohammedans are saying the same thing, but we can't put them on the same level as Ramananda Roy and Sanatana Goswami, these great persons. Thakur Haridas, most abominable. He considered himself most abominable. I cannot go in, you know, with those devotees near the temple. I cannot go there. Even Rupa and Sanatana, they wouldn't go in front. Sanatana Goswami was called for lunch with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And He could have gone through the side of the Singhadwar gate in the temple in Puri, but he came by the beach just to avoid going in front of the temple, because when he came, Parikshita, Mahaprabhu was examining him in a way. It says in the first verse in the chapter. So he asked him, "Well, Sanatan, how did you come here to, you know, how did you come here to lunch?" And so Sanatan said, "Well, I came by the beach." He said, "Oh, you came by the beach? The sand in the midday is so hot. His feet are all, his feet were blistered. It was so hot. Has anyone ever gone in the, I know I was in, usually I don't like to go barefoot, but I remember going in South India. We, with Gorkeshwar, and we were going to the Gurukula in Sri Rangam, and all the boys were going barefoot. So we came there, we put our shoes down, and we started to walk in the courtyard. Wow! Somebody said they actually cook dosas on this ground sometime, but it was very hot. And immediately I felt like my feet would be burned. So Sanatana Goswami was going like that. Lord Chaitanya was very pleased. Mahaprabhu, Vairagya Pradhan, Piti Jaha Hoiti Piti Hoi, Jaha Deki Piti Hoi. He's very pleased by this type of. So these Mahabharans, they're surrendering. And it says here in this purport of 194, according to Mahabharan scripture, without offering prayers, Vandanam, just see, they have to offer. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. And Vandanam is very important. Of course, Vandanam is also speaking. There's so many, 64, sometimes said 61, because they're repeated. Adyau Gurvashraya. What is this sadhana that we're talking about? Even if I have so much sadhana, that's another thing, Prabodhananda Saraswati says. Sarva sadhana kotayopi. Even if I'm doing hundreds of thousands of sadhana, it is actually useless if my heart is just dry like a desert. The heart has to melt in relation with Mahaprabhu's lila and his instructions. So Mahaprabhu is giving Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, giving them these 64, 61 angas, depending, because repeated. So important, Ardhar Gorvashraya, one takes shelter of the Guru and surrender and get initiated by the Guru. So whatever way, it distilled down to five principal things, Sadhu Sangha and Bhagavat, Shravan, Harinam, to chant the holy name, chant the Bhagavatam, worship the deity, live in a holy place. If one doesn't even live in the holy place, he can live in the temple. Wherever the devotees are, then this is the temple. This is as good as Vaikuntha. Wherever Prabhupada would come, anyone who was there remembers, Prabhupada would come, no question. Did anybody ever want to go anywhere after that? No. You can just see people in ecstasy. Wherever the pure devotee comes, then everything flees away. What to speak of Mahaprabhu is here in the midst of these Mohammedans. So when Mahaprabhu is speaking of this this conversation with Ramananda, Ramananda Roy was saying, "You're speaking through my mouth. I don't know. You're asking the question and you're also answering somehow or other. The words are coming through. I can't even know how this is going on." So, but he was asking about this sadhana. To get to the ultimate goal, we need sadhana. So then Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya were speaking of the sadhana, and Lord Chaitanya was rejecting all these things. But he came to one point, Gyane Prayasam Udapashyanamanta. This Gyan, which is the ultimate thing understood Nirvishesh, by Nirvishesh, this Quran. So then he proposed so many things, Ramananda Roy, Yad Karoshi Rishnasi. First he said, Purushena Parapurma, the Varnashrama Charavata. He gave so many things. All the way up to the highest goal. And he gave so many warnings, Bahu Shastri Bahu Vakye, Chitta Hoi Brahm, Chitta Brahm Hoi. If one just simply studies even the devotional scriptures, just many, many books, this is also mostly talking about Gyanis. They like to study many, many books. But they never come to the ultimate conclusion. It simply causes confusion in the mind. Krishna describes that in the Gita. Bahu Shaka Hi Anantas Cha. Many branches, talking things, so many things. So finally he came to one point, Ramananda Roy, that he said, Gyani Prayasa Mudapashya Namanta. This is the prayer of Lord Brahma. You give up all this endeavor for so-called Gyan, Gyani Prayasa Mudapashya. And simply Namanta, a similar word is here. They're using this word, Namanta, for their Namaja. It's almost like Namanta. You can see the similarity. Gyani Prayasa Mudapashya Namanteva San Mukaritam Bhavati. You simply have to hear. Staneshtita. You stay wherever you are, in any position. Taka Apana Kaje. Whatever work you're doing, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. And understand, he said, the essence of all this knowledge is Janaha Shah. The essence of knowledge is that you're Anitya. Jivana Anitya. Janaha Shah. Your life is simply temporary. And you have to chant the holy name. Take the holy name. There's nam bina kichu nahi koar. So they do have this, the Mohammedan, this prayers. So it shouldn't be difficult for any Mohammedan to take to Vaishnavism, because there's nothing but prayers. Vande, Mahapu, Murushite. And these verses also, they're speaking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Sarvagya, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're saying Nirvishesha Goshaya, but he's not. He's not Nirvishesha. Apani Palo Javano Grihita. He doesn't have hands and legs, but he accepts everything. He doesn't have your mundane, silly, tiny hand and leg. Sarvata Panipadam Tat Sarvatokshi Sharomakam. His hands are everywhere. His eyes, his faces, legs, everywhere. So Sarvagya, these are some of the words that were used, Sarvagya. So in the Chaitanya Upanishad, which was Bhaktivinoda Thakur found in the Atharva Veda, I don't know how many people were looking very hard over the last so many 100,000 years, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he revealed Sahavacha Rahasyami Tite Vadishyami. There's a conversation in that Chaitanya Upanishad, which is all predicting Lord Chaitanya, where Pipalada is the son of Brahma, and he's asking his father, Samat Pani Shrotriyam, he with very humbly bringing firewood, because even apparently Lord Brahma is doing some fire yajnas. Samat Pani means carrying, doing some menial service. He said, please tell me, what is the ultimate goal? So in that ultimate goal, in that conversation, Brahma says, "Us, I will reveal this very, very secret knowledge, very confidential knowledge, rahasyam." Krishna uses that. Lord Krishna uses it in Gita, rahasyam, uttamam, very confidential knowledge. And he said, that confidential knowledge is Mahaprabhu will appear. He's Sarvatma, Sarvagya, Mahatma, Mahayogi, all these descriptions of him. Sarvakarana Karanam. We get this, these verses here also, almost exactly like the Brahma Samhita. Sarvakarana Karanam, Shrishti Shtiti Pralaya Sadhana Sakre, Chayiva Yashya Bhuvanani, the Bharti Durga in verse 192. Kaviraj Goswami is almost paraphrasing, or we can say that Mahaprabhu is paraphrasing. And he's finding this in the Quran. So apparently they're not finding it nowadays, but they need to bring their mind here. Your mind is so active, you like to read and study. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Doya Karaho Vichar. You like to study Vichar? Then take your mind and bring it to the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami says. Doya. You'll get something amazing. Chamatkar. you'll get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You'll get something very amazing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. And he's giving them this directly. Otherwise, Manushanam, Sahasreshu, people are going, trying out of so many persons. Manushanam, Sahasreshu, thousands, millions. Out of so many karma nishta, Mahaprabhu describes with Sanatana Goswami and Chaitanya Charita that is so many entities moving, non-moving, and moving. Then there might be so many animals, and they have jiva jivasya jivanam, doing all kinds of things, eating each other, devouring one another, Prahlad Maharaj says. So Mahaprabhu says, out of all of those, then somebody might be a human being. And out of so many humans, they're not even human. Dvipad Pashu. They're two-legged, two-legged animals. There's so many animals on four legs, and many, most humans. So he distills it down until finally, koti karma nishta. Out of so many karmis, there someone may come to become a jnani. Durlabh. Very difficult, but somebody may become a jnani. Out of so many jnanis, someone, bhakta vishishite, one bhakta is better. And if so many bhaktas, then like that. So very difficult to come to this point. Durlabha manava janma, lobhya samsari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you've got this human form of life, lobhya, you can conquer samsara, that's all. He says, I've come to tell my story. Bhaktivinoda Thakur's story is very many branch story, wonderful. Durlabha manava janma, lobhya samsari. Krishna, what is it? Krishna bhakti. He gives that. Who will I tell? Kahare. Who can I tell that to? He can't even find someone who's eligible. One part of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's book, he says, I have not given this because no one can understand it anyway. And he gave so many details, all the way up to how to, you know, his position in the spiritual world. But still, he said, I can give more, but who's going to hear this? Adhikar, they're not ready for this thing. They're difficult to come to this point. So this is this sadhya, kriti sadhya bhavat sadhya bhavasa. Nitya Siddhasya, but this Mahaprabhu is giving, Rupa Goswami is giving. Nitya Siddhasya Bhavasya. It is in the heart. Krishna Prema is there, needs to be awakened, that's all. So these Mahabhanans were so fortunate to have to go through all, and who knows what they went through. We don't know. Just to be in the pastime with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to describe the tower boys in Vrindavan, how they after millions of heaps of pious activities, they come to itam satam brahma sukhana bhutya. The brahma jnanis, they're thinking that he is the brahma jnan, and the karmis, they're thinking that Krishna is an ordinary person, and the devotees accepting him as Krishna. And the coward boys, they're playing with him, you know, climbing on his shoulders. Heaps and heaps of millions, inconceivable, what kind of, beyond anything imaginable. So these Mohammedans are also very fortunate. Bhagyabhanaji. Not only did they get guru, they got Krishna Chaitanya as guru directly. So we can relish in it. Even Lord Chaitanya, Krishna says, Mad Bhakta Puja Bhyarika, they're worshipable. They're bhaktas. They become bhaktas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they're more worshipable. To Dhyanam Samarchanam. They're more worshipable than Krishna. According to Shastric version also. And to Dhyanam Samarchanam. Worship the paraphernalia. Just imagine how great those persons are, receptacles of bhakti. This Mohammedan holy man. Okay, so we can take any comments, any suggestions. Mike, you got a microphone? Shriyan, we're going to ask you questions.
So on one hand, you know, we're to be considered to be the most fallen, of course.
Who?
You know, us, right?
Most
fallen.
Okay.
But then, you know, out of many thousand among men, one may endeavor perfection. How do those achieve perfection? How do one knows me in two? So it's like someone who has the desire to be closer to God, closer to Krishna, then he gets the mercy, because Prabhupada said the mercy falls on everything alike. Some take and some don't take. So, you know what I mean? The most fallen, but at the same time the most fortunate, at the same time having that kind of a desire.
Well, I think the idea is that you can't give up the idea that you're fallen, Trinada Bhishani, Tora Bhishani, Amanya and Maniam, offering respects and don't expect any respect. It's very kind of simple, well, not simple, but boiled down simply. True eloquence is Sharam Cha, Mitam Cha, Sharam Cha. The essence is given there, Mahaprabhu, that one doesn't. Just like Kaviraj Goswami says, that anyone who hears my name, he will lose his pious activity. Tar punyakchai. Anyone who speaks my name, he will become sinful. Papa hoy. But Prabhupada says, he points out, not that we think that of Kaviraj Goswami. No, never. So we can always think that of ourselves, but not of all the other Mahatmas. And anyway, these are the six sadanga sharanagati, bhakta pram, the life of the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, dainyatma nivedan, the one has to always be humble, that's all there is to it. And then you're eligible. So Radharani Prabhupada said, she is the most humble because she's always thinking, she wants to introduce Krishna to these other gopis. Sakis, all the way up to Radharani. She's the emblem. So, what should we think? Oh, Radharani's fallen also? No. But, so it has to be done. Prabhupada said, be intelligent. Be intelligent means you can think of, you can have these two conceptions. As I'm most humble, I'm most fortunate. I'm most humble. As soon as you're not humble, then you lose your fortune. Someone described it as like, if someone asks you, hey, do you have any water in your mouth? But you have water in your mouth, you have to swallow it to say, and then it's gone. But almost something like that. Or it might be a Buddhist thing. That you, in order to say, yes, I don't, oh, wait a minute, water's gone. So if you get puffed up, you lose your qualification. Like Prabhupada said, many stalwarts in the devotional line, they fell prey to, because they gave up the humility, then they tried to enjoy, thinking they're an enjoyer. As soon as you think you're the enjoyer, you're a fool, Pamara. Pamara means fool. Prapati kriyamani gunaikamana sarvesha ahankara vimudhama. Prabhupada said, vimudha, not only mudha, which means fool or donkey, whatever you want to say, but vimudha specifically, Prabhupada said, 1,000 times ass. Ass is carrying big load, but you're human, and you're doing ugra karma. Luckily, we have Prahlad Maharaj. He's always looking out for us. Vasudev Dutt. They're trying to say samsara sindum atitishitito. That verse in the last part of the Bhagavad Gita. People in the samsara sindu in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, which mentioned the samsara. Samsari nam karunayaha, karunayaha. The mercy is always there for those in the samsara. No, even Prabodhananda Saraswati, he's one of the eight, Parama Prashta Gopis. And he's saying that he's a fool, he's fallen, samsara, dukkha, jalado, patita pamara, lochandasa's song. And so if it's good enough for them, it's good enough for everybody. If they're thinking they're fools, rascals, fallen, samsara, misled, and then we are certainly in that category. But you know, just see these Mohammedans, they were rascal, they wanted to kill these four. In that, Krishna, Rajput Krishnadas, he also used the word Pamara just back in some verse back before, he also said Pamara. Pamara, this is a common thing, he was thinking he is Pamara. Anything else?
Yeah, Prabhu, thank you. Wonderful class. I just wanted to share when I read the Quran. I think something in there really was interesting for me was the Muslims have such an elevated, they feel God is so elevated and that we as humans are so fallen that we don't have a right to.
Who's elevated?
I'm sorry?
Who'd you say was elevated?
God. So
yeah, oh, they know that. Yeah, they say that.
We don't have a right as fallen humans to actually approach him. It's considered very offensive to actually think.
Well, this is Aishwarya Gyan. See, even at the best, they have Aishwarya Gyan. Shitila is described in the beginning of Chaitanya-caritamrita that this Aishwarya Gyan, of course, they're not following, you know, metta means meat eater. So it's very difficult for them. But let's just say some of them might be, you know, following some principle, four principles, that might be amazing. Still, the best they can come to without the Mahaprabhu explaining it is this Gyan. Aishwarya Gyan, what is it? Vidhi Bhakti. Jagat Mishrita. Whole universe, including the Muslim and everyone else, are all bewildered because of this mixture of Gyan, or this thinking God is so great, they cannot get past that, that's all. That's nice, they can come to some type of neutral ras, what they call neutral shanta. They can come to shanta ras, maybe. Aishwarya shitila premi nahi priti, nahi mora prita. It doesn't satisfy me, Krishna is speaking. Kaviraj Goswami is channeling Krishna. How great is he? He was chosen of all the sadhus in Braj. He had heard from Raghunath Das. He had association of Goswamis. I think Raghunath Das and especially Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta. He is very, very wonderful, amazing. Giving us this book. Imagine how much more there might have been that he heard. I was such a great person. He might have heard more and more conversation from Raghunath Das of this pastime that he heard directly from Lord Chaitanya. Raghunath Das was hearing with Sarup Damodar. When Mahaprabhu came back from Braj, he went back, he spoke all this. He told, his servants told. So there was more. Can you imagine Lord Chaitanya 4 months with Venkata Bhat, Gopal Bhatta and Prabodhananda in 4 months, and we're only getting like a little bit. We are cheated. Vanchitosmi. Prabodhananda Saraswati says, Vanchitosmi, 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 Nasanshaya. I have been cheated, cheated, cheated. Everyone was delivered, but not me. So, but we don't have the Adhikar somehow. So, Kaviraj Goswami, he could have had maybe 15 books like this, if he had, you know. But we don't get it. We got enough. The one drop, Lord Chaitanya says, one drop of the Eka Bindu is enough, one drop to drown three worlds. And he was speaking with Sanatha Goswami. And Sanatha Goswami asked him to speak on whatever he told to Sarvabhauma. Whatever he told, he said, well, I don't remember that, but I'll tell you something. Then he gave more expanded version, completely different. He said, I'm a madman, and Sanatan, you're also a madman, so now you're making me more mad, and I'm just speaking something. But never mind, even one drop is enough to drown this material world. Okay, so anyone else? Questions? Answers. something there? No, okay. Hare Krishna.